This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam Todd, and our next guest is one part of an extremely successful band out of Ireland. They had massive success with their debut self-titled album in 2008, and then impressed us all with the success of their second album, Science and Faith. They're currently touring in the UK before heading down under for shows in April nationwide. We've just heard their track, You Won't Fear a Thing. Welcome to Bandcamp, Mark Sheehan from The Script. Now, you guys are currently doing a massive UK tour. Where are we finding you today, Mark?
I'm in Glasgow in Scotland today. It's kind of middle of our UK tour at the moment, so we've still got quite a bit to go.
Excellent. Now, from what I've read of your touring, I quite like it because you guys take a bit of a stripped-back approach. You don't have the fireworks, the costume changes, all of that jazz.
No.
Is that something you guys have been tempted to delve into a little bit and indulge?
Quite happy with the stripped-back because I don't think you can put pyros or dancers or anything like that within our musical setting. While I think it's fine for other artists to do it, it just doesn't belong on a script stage, not as yet anyway.
Now, you guys are heading to Melbourne on the 5th and 6th of April, but your touring schedule basically goes right up to July. How do you find life on the road? Because you yourself have a baby daughter.
Yeah, well, it goes to November, actually, our touring schedule, because then we hit America and all those places, so it's quite long. But, you know, it's something you know you're taking on board when you take this on board. And look, I've been unsuccessful for longer than I've been successful, so it's make hay while the sun shines for us lads. You know, we realise that, you know, it doesn't last forever in this game, so we've got to do it, you know, and we've got to get out there and do it. Unfortunately, my family understand because I'm a nightmare to have at home anyway, you know.
They're happy to have the break, are they?
They are, really. They like us going off and doing this, you know.
Now, still on touring, how have you guys dealt with the move from sort of small venues up to what you're doing, like stadium tours at the moment over in the UK? How have you guys gone with that transition?
It's quite interesting because I think one of the weird things for us, we're very much so feed off an audience, so it's quite intimate for us when we play a show. Like we said, there's no bells and whistles with us. We just like to play our music. So we wondered how the hell we're going to do that in bigger venues. How are we going to keep the intimacy there, you know? But I think we've managed it. It seems like the shows are going down so well at the moment that we've managed to construct our stage shape and how we position ourselves in the fray of this whole giant arenas and stadiums, that we've made it as intimate as we possibly can. I think that was a big worry for us all the way along, but I think now that we're getting a taste for that, we're really enjoying that. We didn't kind of see ourselves as an arena band at first, and now I think we're building a little bit of confidence in ourselves as a band and thinking, no, we can actually do this, you know.
Great.
So it's going down great, yeah.
Fantastic. And talk about a unique venue. I was reading on your website, you guys are gearing up for the VH1 Best Cruise Ever. How awesome is this? I knew nothing about this. It's actually a cruise boat. People can buy a ticket to it, and there's all these awesome performers, including you guys, performing on the ship. How great is that?
It's so cool, isn't it? I mean, I've never even been on a cruise before myself, but the idea of being on there for 4 days, you play a show every day, and each show is even different. So, well, today we may play a full live performance, full band, and tomorrow we do an acoustic set for everybody, so, and then the next day and so on. So you have to change it up a little bit. It's quite challenging for a band, and I think if you're the sort of band you can only do it one way, you're fucked, really, you know. But in our world, we can do it pretty much acoustic or not, so it's loads of fun for us. We'll just look forward to that 4 days hanging out on a cruise. What better, you know?
Look, hopefully you don't get seasick if you've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, no, I probably will. I've probably spent the whole time green.
Now, you guys have managed to achieve a fair amount of success in the US, which is something that so many artists that aren't American just can't seem to do. Was there kind of a turning point for you guys in terms of achieving that success, or did it just kind of happen?
It was a huge workload because myself and Danny actually spent 10 years of our life living and working in America and prior to actually having any success with the script. So I suppose the obvious step was to really try crack the American market. But now it was quite odd, because while we were really doing really big venues and stuff and doing really well, we had our number one album in the UK and Ireland, but in America we were just unknown. So we were playing pubs of 20 people, 200 people, sometimes, you know, radio station boardrooms and things like that. So we, while a lot of bands are not prepared to step back and to downsize in that way, we were so hungry for it that we put the time in. I mean, we've had about 24 trips back and forth to America in the past year alone.
Wow.
That gives you an idea and scale of how much we really wanted to crack the place. Mm. So it was all about touring, you know. We just toured our asses off over there.
So I find this quite interesting. I had a chat with another musician who totally dismissed luck coming into it at any way at all. Do you guys believe in luck at all, or just making your own opportunities?
I think it's a bit of both. I think it's down to preparation, you know, where preparation meets opportunity and luck, you know. I think it's a little bit of both. I think if you're not prepared for when the opportunity arises for you, and you can call that luck, I think then you're going to fall on your face. But I think if you are prepared for when the opportunity arises, then you can grab it by the horns and run with it, you know. And I think that's kind of our mentality. So while it never came around to us finally, I think when the opportunity arises, for us, we were ready as a band, you know, to just take it and go with it. And I think some bands may not be ready, and it's a huge thing that gets thrust upon them.
Yeah.
For us, we kind of enjoy it, because we really felt as a band, we'd played so much, you know, we'd done so many crappy shows, crappy pubs and things of that, where you think they're daunting at the time, but really they're home in your skills, you know.
It sounds like you guys really appreciate the success that you guys are experiencing.
Yeah, you have to, man, because like only a while ago were we really signing on the dole, you know. We were literally unemployed musicians, so we just got to, because at any point, it's such a fickle industry, it can be taken away from you any minute.
Yeah.
You can't take it too seriously either, you know, because, in other words, you'll really, really be upset when this thing falls on you, and it falls on every artist, so we're just hoping to just enjoy the ride as much as possible, you know.
Fantastic. There's this kind of weird thing in Australia, tall poppy syndrome, where, you know, people can have so much success, but when they sort of break some kind of barrier, then people turn on them and sort of start resenting their success. Is there a similar thing over in Ireland, or are people sort of happy for you guys?
In Ireland, they wear us like a badge, you know. In Ireland, they're very happy for us, but I think everywhere around the world has it. I think every band gets built up, particularly to knock them down.
Yeah.
But I think everybody loves the underdog, don't they? And everybody loves the you know, the band that you want to root for. Then suddenly they have success, and you kind of go, oh, they don't need our help anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's move to the next one that does. Yeah, I mean, that's just life. All we can do is just make music, and you can't make everybody happy, unfortunately. So you can't get bogged down with trying to make everybody happy. All you can do is just write the music that comes from you. You can't pretend you're somebody else. You just got to, you know, we gotta just be true and honest to our songs and our music. And if people connect to that, then wonderful. If they don't, then there's not a lot we can really do about that, you know. It's kind of like food. If they don't like a type of food, you can't ram it down their neck, you know.
Exactly. People like what they want to like.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of new music, with all this touring up until November, do you guys get a chance to write some new material while you're on the tour bus?
What we tend to do is collect our thoughts and collect ideas, because we've all got, you know, mini production suites with us on the laptops, and, you know, obviously we've got lots of instruments around us and stuff. So while we do write ideas down, we definitely don't complete most songs. So sometimes, like if we have a day off in Australia, for example, we rent a studio and get in there and just jam out. But it's rarely a complete piece. It's generally just sketches or ideas and things like that. So when we do finally have some time off to sit down and focus on an album, we kind of share all those ideas and thoughts that we've collected over touring. So it's kind of a bit of both.
So no sightseeing time in Australia then?
they never normally give us any time. That's the typical thing of touring. Last time I was there, though, I got a chance. It was Danny, our lead singer's birthday. We got a chance to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh, very
nice. On the one day off we had. And that was amazing. That was loads of fun.
Nice way to spend it. In an interview I had a look at with you guys, you kind of mentioned that U2 gave you a massive sort of break in calling you guys, you know, a band to watch. Now that you're in that position to do sort of a similar thing, are there any bands you'd like to give a little plug out to today?
Yeah, I mean, we've got, we always try, when we're doing, have our support slots, we always try to give them to bands that we think are cool and need a break and need a tip of the hat to. So we've got a couple right now. We've got Claire Maguire, female artist from Birmingham, England, where she's very good.
Yeah.
We've got Ryan Sheridan, an Irish artist. He's very, very good. Super talented. And then there's a great band called The Coronas from Ireland that we have taken on tour with numerous times. They're fantastic. To go down so well that I think people should check those guys out.
Great. We'll have to give them a spin here on Bandcamp. Now,
yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we're Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, which is pretty cool. I'd just like to touch on a topic that's pretty big in Ireland as well as here in Australia, same-sex marriage. What are your personal views on gay marriage?
Most of my best friends I've grown up with are gay. I have a very probably unique angle on everything as a straight male and a married man. I believe that anybody should be allowed to get married. I kind of don't see it in the way of probably the normal straight-laced person would.
Mm.
I think people should be allowed, if you're in love, I think that's the big question. If people are in love and are truly in love, you should be allowed to get married. I mean, I don't really see any other way, you know.
Great. Now, the final question I have for you is one that I ask every guest here on Bandcamp. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community station and ask you to come up with a mission statement for the script in that time. So are you up for it?
Let's do it.
Excellent. Here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Mark Sheehan of The Script, what is your mission statement?
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Statement. It is a tough one. It's only tough because you want to say so much, really. I suppose our mission statement would be equality is everything. You got to remember that when you're pointing one finger at somebody, you've got another four pointing back at yourself. So you got to really, really be careful of your opinions and remember that this is about equality. It's about everybody being able to live their life how they want to live it. And that's exactly who we are as people. We want to live our life how we want to live it and don't judge anybody else.
Fantastic. Excellent mission statement. Well done, Mark.
Thanks, Adam.
Now, the Melbourne gigs are Festival Hall, Tuesday the 5th and Wednesday the 6th of April. Wednesday is sold out, but tickets still available for the Tuesday show. For all the dates, head to thescriptmusic.com. The album is Science and Faith, available in stores and online right now. And the big thank you is to Mark Sheehan from The Script for joining us here on Bandcamp. And Mark, would you like to pick a track from the album to play, maybe one that hasn't had too much radio play?
I would love to play you a song called Science and Faith because I believe that what we wrote in this song is something that crosses every barrier of every relationship, be it lesbian, gay or straight. I think what you've got is you've got the miscommunications of love, and I'd love to play that song because I think everybody in any relationship can relate to it.
Excellent. Well, here it is right now on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for the support. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.